Ray Fittipaldo is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. We find Ray on the hotline right now. Let's start with Halloween, Ray. Are you a slasher movie guy? Are you a fan of the big Mike Myers? Donnie talks often about how he's walking you down. He's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. He's gonna put the ball out there and run like Army or Navy's old offense and just grind you down.
I'm not a huge horror guy, but if I had to choose a couple, I would say probably I'm a big original guy. So I'd go original Friday, the 13th. And then I actually thought, like, if you want to go modern day, I'd go the first Scream movie was pretty good, too.
Oh, there we go. Another nod for big Ghostface. Halloween candy. What is Ray Fittipaldo's top of the mountain there?
I'm a big Nestle Crunch guy.
Ooh, another classic. See, I felt like I grew out of that, but if somebody put a bunch of Crunch bars in front of me right now, I would absolutely inhale them. So, again, you're a man of culture, Ray. Not that I'm surprised by that at all. Najee Harris right now on pretty much the best run, three games of his career, pun intended, I guess, saying the best run. Do you think it's changing their attitude towards him as far as keeping him here beyond this year? Or do you think this is still him putting tape out there for the rest of the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to change their minds, guys, but Najee's doing his best to maybe put some pressure on them and maybe rethink that division. You know, the reason they gave was they didn't know how he was going to fit into Arthur Smith's offense. You know, it looks like he fits pretty good, but, you know, I always go back to the fact that he is splitting snaps with Jaylen Warren, and can you justify paying someone $7 or $8 million a year or even 6.7 on the option if you're going to split snaps? You know, he's playing basically half the game or a little bit more than that. So when you break it down like that, I don't think they're going to change their mind, but there's no doubt that guy's having a terrific year.
You look at him the last three. You look at this offense now with specifically the offense 2 games in with Russell Wilson. This is the best Steelers offense since when exactly, in your opinion? What it looks like What it looks like through 2 games. Yeah. I know I'm asking you to project here and imagine this keeps going, but if it does, it's the best offense they've had since when?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say 2018. If you think back to that 2018 team, you know, for stretches there before they fell apart in the second half of the season, they were a pretty good offensive football team. That was kind of like the last go round with Ben and AB and Juju was involved at that point. So that they had their moments in 2018. But if you want to go back to an entire season, like let's say Russell is what he is for the last 9 games of the season, and they do this over a 9-game stretch. I mean, that would be like 2014, I think, you know, back when the Killer Bees were doing what they were doing. I mean, they're 31.5 points per game with Russ at quarterback, 2 400-yard games with him at quarterback. You know, I know the schedule is tough in the second half of the season, but I don't know if you have a bunch of great defenses on the back half of that schedule. You know, you probably have better competition overall in terms of the overall teams, but you know, you get the Ravens twice. The Ravens are really struggling, you know, defensively. And you got some other teams that aren't very good either when it comes to defense. So, you know, we'll see if Russ can keep it going. But it's been really good so far.
Russell Wilson has led the Steelers to one more 400-yard game in his 2 starts than the Chiefs have all year, if you can believe that one. They have 460 against the Saints, and that was all they got. When you are considering, you know, the people who deserve plaudits for the way this offense has started to look and just the fact that this team has gone 6-2. How far down the list do you go before you name Arthur Smith? How much of an impact or describe the impact you feel like he has had just on this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a great impact on it. You know, I don't want to take anything away from the players. You know, guys like Najee have been really good. Obviously, the quarterbacks have taken care of the ball. If there's really one undertold story of the first half of the season, guys, it's the turnovers. I mean, not only are they plus 10 in turnover margin, but you look at the just one interception by the quarterbacks in 8 games. I think they've lost 4 fumbles. You know, it's crazy how they're taking care of the ball. But when you look at Arthur and what he's done, just a really professional approach. He knows the NFL game. He's been around it for more than a decade. He knows how to he knows how to call plays, but the most important thing is he knows how to set them up. You know, so he's really a couple steps ahead, and you never really got that feeling with Matt Canada
when he was
the coordinator.
No, I did not.
Yeah, or even guys before that. You know, you can go back to
Randy Feuchner was not setting up plays. He was taking orders from Ben Roethlisberger, and Ben was trying to set up plays.
Yeah, so it's been really good. There's a lot of buy-in too. You look at the buy-in from Justin when he was there adapting his game. You know, Russ has come on, and you know he's been a really good leader throughout this process too. So it seems like they got a pretty good group. We'll see how the second half of this season goes here, but they're on track right now to contend for an AFC North title, when I don't think a lot of teams or a lot of people in the NFL thought that was going to happen a couple of months ago.
Ray, do they still feel like they need a second wide receiver to pair with George Pickens, or is Russ changing their minds a little bit with how certain other guys are getting involved now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really encouraging what Van Jefferson looks like with Russ and Calvin Austin as well. I think the reason they probably still have to make some kind of a move, and I don't think it's going to be anything huge, it's depth. You know, if George Pickens goes down, Chris, this team would be in a world of hurt. He's such a big part of their passing game that they can ill afford that. And I just think they need some quality depth, behind him and behind the other guys. Let's say Austin or Van Jefferson gets hurt too. There's not a lot of depth behind them, especially since Roman Wilson went out. And I know Roman didn't do anything, but he's a body that they were probably counting on to at least be a four or a five this year. So, we'll see what Omar does, guys, but I'm really encouraged by the way these secondary receiving targets look with Russ at quarterback.
This is Mike Tomlin's best coaching job so far this year. Since when?
2017, they went 13-3. I hesitate to call that a good coaching job because of what he said late in that season to Tony Dungy that kind of sabotaged what they were doing that year. You know, 16 was really good too, Chris. I mean, Cam Hayward gets hurt at midseason. I think they were a 4-5 football team, and they ripped off, I think, 8 or 9 straight, and they went to the AFC Championship game. So if not 17, I'll probably go with 16. It's been a good year for Mike and his coaches. And how about Danny Smith? I mean, that guy has been around a while. He's been criticized in the past, but he's one of the biggest reasons why they're 6-2 right now and why they're one of the contenders in the AFC.
He reminds me of Marc-Andre Fleury, criticized a lot, and now that things have suddenly turned in his favor, people can't get enough of Danny Smith. They love them some Danny Smith. Let's all chew gum for Halloween.
I mean, Danny's always been a great guy, but you can't always say the Steelers' special teams have been great, although I think they've been steadily improving, like, since the 2020s. I don't remember the Steelers, being bad on special teams the last couple of years. It just, I also think they finally, bought into the idea of just having special teamers on their roster. You know, Matakevich is just a special teamer. Miles Killebrew is just a special teamer. You know, there's like 3 or 4 of those guys on the team. That's all they do. But that's okay because it's such a big part of the game. They could use that to their advantage, and they could, that's a big factor on why they're winning these football games.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Always appreciate it, Ray. Talk to you again next week.
All right, Chris. See you.